All right, we're sufficiently fired up now. Welcome back to Sports Byline. I'm Rick Tittle. Around the United States, also around the world on the American Forces Radio Network. We're really happy now to be joined by a top draft prospect. He's one of the best college quarterbacks ever. It's Colin Kaepernick of the University of Nevada. How you doing, Colin?
I'm doing great. How are you doing?
We're doing fine. Now, a lot of people here in the Bay Area who listen to this show at Extra Sports 860, Niner and Raider fans call me, and they're very enticed by you, and how can you not? The numbers don't lie, because you're the only quarterback to have passed for over 10,000 yards and rushed for over 4,000 yards. And I guess the best possible scenario for you would be the Niners or the Raiders?
I definitely think so for my family and friends. Mm-hmm. I think everybody's rooting for me to stay close to home. But when it comes down to it, wherever I get my name called at, I'll be happy to go.
Now, do you think, geez, the NFL is going to be such a big step? Wouldn't it be nice to go and sit behind an established starter? Or do you think maybe I'll come in and start from day one, which is always hard to do? Do you have a preference one way or the other?
My mentality going into this is I'm looking at it to be the starter from day one. I mean, being a competitor, you don't want to sit behind somebody and have to watch games. You want to be able to get your feet wet, get in there and go play. But I mean, that really is going to come down to what the coaches see in me and how ready they think I am. But I'm going to do everything I can to show them that I can be the starter.
Now, Colin, I saw you in person at the at this last Kraft Fight Hunger Bowl at AT&T Park, and you see the delivery. The delivery is a little bit unconventional, and we know that a lot of people, in the last year's draft said, oh, Tebow's delivery needs to be changed. Are you the kind of person who would say, listen, look at my numbers, look at my success, or would you go in telling an NFL coach, yes, I'm opened to some sort of change with my delivery?
Well, that's kind of the funny thing. People talk about my delivery so much, but I haven't had any NFL coaches during workouts say anything about it. Hmm. Everybody said it looks good, it's quick, I get the ball out quick, so... I mean, I don't think that's something I'm really going to have to change too much, but if an NFL team told me, we need you to make adjustments to make you a better passer, that's something I'll do everything in my ability to change and make it better.
Speaking to the pride of Pittman High down in Turlock, Colin Kaepernick, and you mentioned speaking to some coaches and GMs. Have you gotten a hint just yet that you can share with us of any teams that are absolutely drooling over you right now?
I really wish I could, because I don't know. I think that's the hardest thing going through this process is, I mean, you're kind of oblivious to what the teams think, because everybody kind of tells you, oh, it was a great workout, it was good meeting you, kind of give you the basic general answers, and you really aren't too sure what they're really thinking.
And don't you think a lot of too much is made about, you run the pistol at Nevada, how can you translate to the pro game? And yet, last year's most pro-ready quarterback, Jimmy Clausen, didn't have much success. So I think a lot of that is overblown, don't you agree?
Yes, definitely. And I think for me, looking at quarterbacks coming out, wherever you go, you're going to have to make adjustments. No one's been running the system, they're going to run the NFL. So whether you're in more of a pro-style offense or a pistol or a spread, it really doesn't make a difference as long as in college you've been going through progressions, checking protections, audibling, doing all of those things, because a lot of people don't realize how much we do in our offense. And sitting down with coaches, they're really realizing that, all right, he's done a lot of the stuff we do. They just call it something different.
Right, and when you were at Pittman High, as I mentioned, you're a great pitcher on the baseball team, great basketball player as well. Was it football that you excelled in the most, or that just was your favorite sport that you chose that?
I actually excelled more at baseball in high school. Still did very well in football, but baseball is what really kind of stood out. Was more highly recruited for baseball than football, but football was always my passion. It was what I wanted to do. And once I got my scholarship to Nevada, I took it and ran with it.
Speaking with Colin Kaepernick, who's going to be drafted here, maybe hopefully tomorrow night, otherwise maybe a second round pick as well. A lot of people originally thought, oh, geez, here's a guy who plays at Nevada, which is not an SEC school or a Big Ten school, but yet Cal goes up there. Cal was favored. They lost. Boise State, and what your coach, Coach Alt, said was the biggest victory in the program's history, knocking off Boise State. That really put you guys on the map and let people know around the country that you were a top-flight quarterback.
Yeah, definitely. I think a lot of people underestimated me and my team this past year for the simple fact we were from the WAC. And I think when we beat Cal, people really took a second look at us, but kind of saw it as, oh, that was just a one-time thing. And then I think once we beat Boise State, everybody around the country was like, okay, this team can really play football. They're going to come and strap it up with anybody. And I think that's where people's perception of us really changed.
Yeah, you know, I predicted that victory only because my cousins went to UNR, as it was called back then, and my cousin is a Reno cop. And I thought after what you guys did to Cal that Boise was going to look at that as a victory. And it did look like a Boise victory at halftime. So I really hand it to you guys for coming out. We're speaking with Colin Kaepernick, a couple more minutes here. And people talk about the draft, you know, Cam Newton, maybe number one overall. Everyone's in love with Blaine Gabbert. Ryan Mallett has some off-field issues, but supposed to have the best arm. But yet I was listening to Jesse Palmer, former New York Giants quarterback, who said that you by far have the strongest arm in the whole draft. And that's something that you probably agree with?
Yes, definitely. I mean, I got clocked with the strongest arm at the combine, and I think that's something I kind of take pride in, is making sure my arm is strong. And, I mean, when I had the opportunity through this process, I wanted to show it off. So I think that's something that I've really kind of tried to make sure I could show teams.
You know, you were speaking a little bit about pitching in high school, and I know you hit 94 on the gun, which would have baseball scouts drooling. We don't even want to touch upon the fact that maybe your football career wouldn't work out, but do you think that if it didn't, you could go back and maybe try pitching again?
Yeah, I think I could still wing it in baseball, but I mean, right now football is my focus. I'm putting all my attention and everything into this.
All right, and I know you have signed with XIM Sports and Entertainment based in Madison, and how do you make a decision like that about who's going to represent you? Because I'm sure you're just inundated by everybody.
Yeah, that's something my dad helped me with a lot. He said he had over 100 agents contact him, and he had basically narrowed it down to 5 or 10 agents for me to meet with. And we knew we wanted to go with a medium-sized company that would be a little bit more personable. And then it really came down to just sitting with them and talking and trying to get a feel for who they are as people and can you trust them and will they work for you. And when it came down to it, we thought XAM was the best one.
Now, Colin Kaepernick is tied with Eric Crouch, of course, who won the Heisman at Nebraska, the most rushing touchdowns by a quarterback with 59 in his career. I mean, the numbers, I could go on and on, do a whole show just about all the numbers you've put up. And Colin, like I mentioned, I'm a big Raider fan. I got a lot of Raider fans saying if Kaepernick's there at 48, even though the Raiders maybe have Campbell as their starter, they can't pass on you. I would be very excited to see you in the silver and black. But wherever you go, you have a lot of fans here in Northern California and obviously in Nevada. We wish you the best of luck, and thank you so much for spending a few minutes with us.
Oh, thank you for having me on.
All right, that's Colin Kaepernick, who's going to be in the NFL. Maybe even tomorrow night his name will be called, but he's definitely going to be drafted soon. I'm Rick Tittle. Come on back and let's talk sports.